For being here today. It is June 30th right now, 2025. It's around 11 a.m. And I'm so happy that I'm live here with you all this morning. We are both broadcasting on 1-2 Radio, and I'm live here with you all on YouTube. And I just want to give you all a quick snapshot of what we're doing this week, because I have my weekly live stream that I'm doing every Monday at 11 a.m. And I just want to let you guys know that today we're asking the question, how can we continue to heal and grow while in the middle of stress? And it's something that I'm really passionate about, because I always want to prioritize healing, prioritize growth, and be able to just make sure that that's something that we're choosing, because it's a choice. You can choose to be sucked into this stress, or you can choose to grow within it, because it's not always, it's inevitably going to just be a part of our lives, and that's just our world. Stress is everywhere. So rather than putting our heads down and just fighting through it and just surviving, I want us to take a bit of accountability and look at the way that we can take action today within this stress. And so what I'm going to look at today is I want to look at the way that we are exposed to stress as children. Because the way that we are exposed to stress when we are really young and babies, it determines the way that we regulate stress for the rest of our lives. And it is something that it's a very technical part of the way that our brain functions. And it is something that is important for us to understand the way that we were exposed to stress as babies. And I know that a lot of you listening also have your own babies, and it's important for us to limit the impact of this stress on the young children around us. So that'll be a part of the conversation as well. And the main thing I really want to dive into is, how can we create safe spaces for us as adults in the middle of stress, regardless to whatever our exposure was as babies, and whatever that exposure was when we were little? Because there's just so much accountability, and there's also so much action that we can take today in order to manage the way that we interact with stress. So that's what we're doing today. I will also be taking readings. For those of you who are here with me for the first time, my name is Serena, and I'm an intuitive advisor over at 1-2listen.com. I'm in the process of growing my YouTube channel, which has been just taking off like crazy, and I'm so grateful to all of you who have been giving me a chance here on YouTube and subscribing. I can't believe how much my channel has grown, and all of you who are subscribing from all over the world, I want you to know that I see you, I appreciate you, and I hope that this content is connecting with you in a way where it's able to uplift you and support you in your world. If you subscribe and you hit the notification bell, it helps me so much, and it'll also give you a little notification whenever I'm releasing new content. And so I'm doing my weekly radio show or live stream. This all started as a radio show over at 1-2radio.com, and now where you can still listen and find all of my radio shows from the past year or so over there. But now you can also find me here at YouTube. Every Monday at 11 a.m. I have my weekly live stream, where if you are interested, you can receive a free reading by leaving a comment in the chat and connecting. And if you'd like a general reading, you can just ask me to connect with your general energy and see what messages are waiting for you. If you would like me to touch on a specific question that you have, you can leave that in the comment as well. You can ask just for a single card reading, where I will pull a card from one of my favorite decks and see what message is waiting for you there. So however you would like for me to connect with you, you have many ways of which you can. And if you don't catch this live, then you can find me over at 12listen.com, where I can give you a private reading. And if I'm not available in live at the time that you are looking, then go ahead and schedule a call or request a call back, and I'll get a notification immediately and make sure that we can connect at a time that works well for both of us. On top of what I'm doing here, I'm also releasing a weekly pick a card reading, where I have three readings that I go in depth. It's a wonderful way where I'm able to take some time and really go deep into whatever question we're talking about. So we had one of the pick a card readings that I did is, should you stay or is it time to go? And this can apply to so many parts of your world. Should you stay and fight, or is it time to release whatever this is and move on? I also did a love reading for anyone who is single and wondering when that next love connection is coming up and what your focus should be in the meantime, because we have so much, again, we just have so much control over the way that we handle these moments of transition or these moments of stress. And I like to be able to touch on the actions that you can take and the focuses that you can have right now. If there's any specific question you would like me to address in the next pick a card reading, you can leave that in the comments, and I promise I'll make sure to get that content out to you guys. I love hearing what you would like to explore, and then I'll explore it as well, and I think it's a wonderful way for us to connect. I'm also a gardener and a bit of a green witch, so you will see a lot of gardening content on my channel as well. I like sharing all my tips and tricks that allow my garden to thrive, and I'm also going to be starting to can soon and process all of everything that I've been growing and drying on my herbs and making my tinctures and my salves and everything, and so I'll be sharing all of that content as well. And I'm a pet mama, so you'll see all of my pets on there as well. We love sharing the cutie pies. My cat was in my live stream last week, and he's sleeping on the couch over there, as close to the dog as he will let him be. So they're not touching, but they're quite close right now, which is rare. It's impressive that he's letting the cat be so close to him. But you guys will see a lot of them there too. So that's a bit of what you can find on my YouTube channel. So go ahead and subscribe if this resonates with you. And I can't wait to connect with you however that I get to. So for those of you who are listening on 12 Radio, you can find me over at YouTube by going into the chat room and clicking the link that I have posted there. Or you can go to youtube.com/@lifejourneyswithserena, and it should be the first video that's on my channel right there. And let me check in with you all and see who is here in the chat. I see that in the YouTube chat I have Renee. Hi, my dear. Thank you for being here. And Pamela, you too. I always appreciate your support so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. You guys make this so much, just so wonderful to have that consistency. And if you miss a show, no stress. I'm not saying you need to be here every time, but it is so wonderful having you guys here. And I appreciate the love. And let me check in on the Facebook group, because for those of you who have not joined us before, you are able to connect to our Facebook group as well. So if you go to 12radio.com and you click on the chat button on the left-hand side, it will redirect you to a Facebook group that is also called 12radio, where if you haven't been there before, request to join, and I'll make sure to let you in. And then you will... you'll be able to comment on the banner underneath my, the first post should be my banner, which it looks like it is right now, which is the link to take you to YouTube. But if you would like to post a question and have it a bit more private, because I know YouTube can feel so public, it is so public, you are welcome to leave a comment there as well, and have a bit more security, a bit more privacy there. And I'll make sure to get that connect. I'll check in on both somehow. I'll be checking on both throughout the live stream, and make sure I reach all of you. So, Emily, say crazy Monday. It has been a crazy Monday. I swear, it's been This Virgo moon energy is making all of us look inward, and it's bringing so much up to our attention and everything, but it's felt very reflective and half fast paced. But I also feel very grounded in this. I feel like I was really sitting heavily in that Virgo moon energy last night and really being introspective. And when I connect with so many of you and help you through decision making and different challenges in your worlds and provide whatever clarity I can, and sometimes it's really hard to cut off that connection and separate my energy from yours in that sense. And so yesterday I was really feeling the weight of what so many of you are processing through right now, and I had to take some time to pull my energy back to myself, because it's so easy just to kind of leave it out there. And it's something that I really make sure I practice after every reading and every connection. But sometimes I need to put a little bit more effort and focus into making sure that I'm securing my own energy and making it so that I can still be here and be present with my family and then be able to show up fully fresh and ready for the next reading when the next person calls. And it's something that I am always growing within. I'm always seeing what is that new way that I can refresh my energy, keep it separate, keep it clean, and make sure that I'm ready and healed in my own way to be able to connect with you all. And so it's, we have, guys, there's growth waiting for us everywhere. And so before I get into the bulk of what I want to talk about today, I do want to do a general reading for you all. This is something that I love being able to do, and it seems like the heaviness that we're all experiencing, you know, for this whole year, the heaviness has felt so global, you know, connected to politics and news and everything. And right now, all of this heaviness actually feels quite personal. Like, it actually feels like there's a lot of that individual heaviness happening in our own worlds. And it's something that I just, it's okay. I'm not even getting into the reading yet, but there's something coming through here for you all that it's okay for you to take that moment and actually experience that heaviness, because it's almost like it needs to be acknowledged rather than suppressed. There's wisdom and there's important things waiting for you here. Every time we're tested and we have these negative thoughts, or we have these low moments where we're sucked into that spiral, there's lessons that are waiting for you there. There's purpose within this. And I'm not saying to allow yourself to be fully sucked into that. This is a big thing we're going to be talking about today, of how you manage those stressful moments and how you stay present through them. But it's an important, rather than just saying, oh, it'll be over soon, I'm fine, you have to acknowledge that there's struggle happening here. You simply do. Otherwise, you're just in denial of it. So let me see what's the message, other than that one, I guess. That one just came straight through. Let's check in with our oracle cards and see what message is coming through for you all. So we have the dog, loyalty, the cow. Okay. I'll show you all these cards in a moment. Yeah. Nourish yourselves. And there's something here about your community as well. We have the dog and we're looking at loyalty. This is quite reflective right now. And unconditional love. You think about the way that dog will always stay by your side. It seems like there are people who you can lean on right now who you don't need to be going through this alone. You also think of a dog functioning within a pack. Right? They're never solitary. They function and thrive within community, which pulls us straight into the nourishment that we see here with the cow. The cow energy is all about abundance, about nourishment. It's about being able to ask for help and then receiving that help. It's the feminine energy of being able to actually accept the help when it's offered, which is so challenging for so many of us to do. But you don't need to be struggling through this alone. There are people here who are going to welcome you with love, support you in love, be able to really connect with you this way. And it's something that will make this a little, not necessarily easier, but maybe feel a little like you can thrive a bit more within it. That's what seems significant. We have Tara here. Hi, it's very happy Monday. Sounds like you're talking straight to me as usual. Oh, good. I'm glad it's resonating. Good. That always, it's so wonderful to hear. That kind of feedback is always so great, you guys. Don't be afraid to leave a comment. It's always so wonderful to connect with you all and see how this is reaching you. And let me know where you're coming from also. I've been noticing that I'm having so many more viewers who are coming from all over the world, and that's so exciting. And I would love to hear where you guys are coming from too. So let's jump into the main topic today. We're talking about stress. Because it's everywhere, right? It's a huge part of our world. It's unavoidable. And there was a video and an interview that I watched, because I'm a mama, and I am always making sure that I am trying to stay present and aware as much as I can about the way that I'm raising my kiddo. And I was watching this beautiful interview about the way that ADHD diagnoses have just skyrocketed over the past 10 years. And this interview was from, you can find The Diary of a CEO. It's a wonderful YouTube channel where this man is just, he has the most fascinating conversations. And in this interview, and I'll put the link in the video description later after this show, so if you guys want to watch the full, I think it's over an hour interview, they have go into so many little pockets of this conversation around stress and ADHD. And this woman that he interviews, Erica Komisar, she's a clinical social worker and a specializes in psychoanalysis, and she's also a parent guide expert. So she's just an incredible resource that he does a wonderful job at interviewing. And the focus of their conversation is how you are raising children within a world of stress and anxiety and the impact that it has on that child. And her approach is she wants to focus first on the environment before you jump straight to medicating. And it's such a refreshing way to talk about it. And something that she really jumped straight into that I had never heard talked about this way is what I want to bring into the conversation today. So her focus and the thing that really stuck with me is the way that children are exposed to stress before the age of 3. It's this little pocket of your childhood. The main focus is between ages 1 and 3, but it's really those first 3 years. Determines the way that you engage with stress for the rest of your life. And the main part of your brain that handles stress is the amygdala. This is the stress-regulating part of your brain. And it is supposed to remain offline for the first 3 years of a child's life. And if the amygdala is, this is what I learned through this incredible conversation. If the amygdala is exposed to stress before that 1 to 3 year window, that's really the sweet spot there, then it becomes active prematurely and it actually physically gets bigger. And it's incredible that our brain is able to respond so that that child can handle these stressful or frustrating moments. But the problem is with this premature activation of the amygdala, it then grows and grows and grows, but then fizzles out. And really quickly, it burns out and is no longer functioning. And the amygdala does not regrow. It does not heal. It has one lifetime for every life, and once it fizzles out, it's done. And so if that child is exposed to stress beneath the age of, younger than the age of 3, and the amygdala is prematurely activated, grows, and then fizzles out, then that child does not have access to this ability to cope with stress for the rest of their lives. And this is something, she then goes into a bigger conversation about daycare or about sleep training and all these things that are exposing our child, all of our children, to stress without having the consistency of a parent there to help them manage the stress is something that impacts them for the rest of their lives. And the focus I want to have here, because she goes into so much of a bigger conversation around her own specialty, of this leads to ADHD. And I think we've all become quite, it's something that we're all very used to as, oh, you have ADHD? Sure. So does everybody else, right? It's a very normalized part of the conversation. But it means, ADHD means that you struggle to function within stress. And what's really hard, it's a hard pill to swallow. There is stress everywhere, right? And it's something that is just so, it seems like, how do you function within this world if you can't function with stress? And then, you know, you're put on the medication, and that medication helps so many people. But what if we could look at our stress differently and shift the way that we engage with our environment first before we go straight to medication? And this is a bigger conversation. I really suggest watching the whole video. But one thing that she talks about is, because he asks, what are these stressors that babies are exposed to within the first 3 years? And there's the big ones that she mentions that you would probably think of, like a divorce of the parents, or a death in the family, or financial or housing struggles, right? These are all big stresses that you would think, yeah, that would be a lot on a kid, and it happens frequently. But then she goes into everyday stressors, right? Like going to daycare, or being taken away from your mother and being handed to a stranger, or, you know, a babysitter coming in really early, or, you know, all these times when you're removed from that core parent, that safe space, which has become so normalized in our world. And it's other things that are like really exciting things, like maybe moving. She listed as one of these stressful things for a child. Or, you know, having another sibling, having another baby, or a tough pregnancy that mama goes through, and how that impacts and is stressful on the child. Or if family's moving closer and that routine changes. Or if your parent's job is changing and there's that daily dynamic shift as well. It seemed like when she was listing off all of these things that could be stressful, that the child needs to be protected from or provided support within, she was just talking about all of life that is inevitable. I mean, my first question was, how do you change that? How do you limit that exposure to stress? And her answer to that question was, if the child has the mom to be there to help regulate that stress and take on the regulation of stress simply by being present, it changes the entire way that child handles the exposure to stress, because they're not doing it alone anymore. And her focus was so tied to the mother. And now I've seen such incredible bonds with babies and dads, and with babies and grandparents, and babies and adoptive parents, or with siblings, or, you know, someone who they're not even related to. So while she had this big focus on the mother, and I'm a mama, my goal is to be there every day as much as I possibly can for my kiddo. But if you're a dad listening to this, you can do this too. If you're a grandparent listening to this, you can do this too. My understanding is that it is the consistency that matters. And so if you're listening to this and you're thinking, how do I not allow this young kiddo in my world to have their amygdala triggered prematurely so that they have that ability to handle stress later on in life, consistency is key, is what we're seeing. It's the consistency of having somebody there to lean on over and over and over again when these stressful moments show up, so that they're not handling it alone and they're not handling it with a stranger. And it's a really incredible conversation to have around stress, because rather than hearing, okay, I can't expose my kid to stress for the first 3 years, that's not possible, I'm just going to continue to survive, right? I know that that's so many of our situations when we're raising young kiddos, is it's hard. It is challenging. It's hard for us to manage our own stress. How do you protect your child from that stress when you're already just so stressed out and ridden with anxiety or worried about the next paycheck or there's so much, or worried about your safety. There's so many stressful parts of life that it feels impossible to protect your child from it. But if it can be as simple as having that consistency and providing that safe space for your child, it is beautiful that it can be that simple. And if you are in the situation that, you know, because it seems like a big part of this conversation addresses the fact that we're kind of getting away from the generation of, we're moving past this generational idea of, I need to be able to financially support for my child, and if I'm doing that, that's enough. The conversation's growing past that, and it seems like, you know, we're having so many conversations with older generations of, yes, you were there for me and supported me financially, but I needed more. Right? How many times have you heard that conversation or had that conversation with parents or grandparents or whatever your support system was when you were a child? You're saying, I needed more from you. I needed you to listen to me. I needed you to sit down and be there with me after you got home from work. And how often is the parental's response being, yes, but I was drained. I didn't have anything left to give. I'm working 2-3 jobs to support our family. And that's a very real situation that we all exist within, because no matter what, we need to make money. This is a capitalist world. We need to make money to be able to support our children, and the world is getting more and more expensive. It is not getting easier. So the conversation here, if you are a single parent or struggling financially to support your child, realize that if you feel like you don't have anything left to give after meeting those financial goals and you aren't able to support your child any further than that because you're just in survival mode and so stripped already and you just don't have anything else to give, realize your child is getting that emotional support somewhere. Right? Your child is receiving that emotional foundation, is learning how to interact with people emotionally, is learning these skills, is searching for that safe space somewhere. And it could be another family member, it could be an older sibling, it could be a grandparent, it could be an aunt and uncle, it could be a teacher, it could be a coach, it could be a friend group, it could be other parents of their friends, right? It could be a sports team, it could be, I mean, there's so many other spaces in their world, as their world is growing too, where they are searching for that emotional foundation, and they're learning how to interact, and they're testing the social barriers. They're finding that emotional support somewhere. And so rather than saying, well, all I can do right now is focus on work, make sure there's food on the table and a roof over their head. That's incredible that that's what you're able to do. But if that's all you can do, then maybe this is a moment for you to have a conversation with whoever that other support, emotional support team is. Because there's a reason that there's the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. You should not be doing this in isolation. And there is support that is happening around your child, whether you're aware of it or not. So maybe the first step is to figure out, where is that emotional support coming from for your child? Where are they going to when they need that support? And then engage in conversation with that person or with that community. Because the truth of the matter is, you should have a say in this, and you should be able to have that input and have a voice within that community. And if you feel like you're doing this in isolation, realize your child is getting that emotional support somewhere. Even if it's just with their friend group, right? But there's an opportunity here, and maybe this is the invitation that you need to hear. You can have a say and a dialogue and a conversation within that emotional support that your child is receiving. Because the beautiful thing is, I hope that that emotional support is providing safety for your child to be able to express themselves that way. And the reality is you can have a role, even if it's just having some input and continuing to fight the way that you're fighting right now. But that's an invitation I want to bring up, because all of our realities are so varied and so different, and if that's your reality, then there's more that you can do that is just a conversation, and then you can keep on fighting. Because it's not that you need to give and give and give and give more. Because you still need to be able to show up and be a whole person for your child, right? Okay, but that was just a little side note there. The overall conversation with this interview that brought me to reflect on what we need as adults to be able to handle stress, whether you have ADHD or not, is it seems like this conversation about stress and the way you're exposed to stress as a child is something that if you have that knowledge about what your world looked like in those first 3 years, imagine the kind of perspective you would be able to have and the kind of care and grace you'd be able to give yourself if you had that knowledge. I'm going to check in with you guys in the chat room before I continue down this into what you can actively do to grow and heal within stressful situations. And it looks like Lori is here. Hi, Lori. Thank you. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you for being here. For those of you who missed Lori's show, you should go check out onceradio.com and go to the on-demand section and click on Lori the Love Sherpa. She has a wonderful selection of her weekly radio shows, and you can listen to her at onceradio.com. Every Monday at 10 a.m. She's right before me. And she always has the most incredible conversations. So, and gives readings as well. So make sure to connect with her in the chat room. And Pamela says, I'm late life diagnosed ADHD. It explains a lot. Yeah. We're seeing that more and more people are being diagnosed with ADHD later in life. And imagine the tools you would have been given if you've been diagnosed with that earlier, but also just the knowledge that it ties so much around the whole conversation of stress, right? And I love that you were able to get that diagnosis and have that bit of perspective, so that I hope you're able to give yourself grace through this as well. Because there is so much healing that we are capable of, that we think we have no control over, but the reality of it is we have so much control over the way that we can heal. There's so much sitting there for us. And so what I want to jump into is the way that you handle stress as an adult. Because that perspective of what we were exposed to as children helps. What do you do with that, right? Because stress is unavoidable. Just think about the list of stress that we went through that a child could be exposed to. The stress we're exposed to as adults is around every corner. And it's the way that we're told to handle it in society is just put your head down and deal. Just keep handling it because you just have to. There's bills to pay. There's people to support. I don't care if it's stressful. Deal. But what if we found a way to create safety within stress? Because the problem with the put your head down and just keep going is you're in survival mode. You're not handling that stress in a healthy way. You are restricting your own ability to experience growth and to heal in the midst of a tough situation. And the problem is, if you are in the middle of stress, you're not in a safe space, right? If you are just anxiety ridden, if you are stuck in those negative spirals, you don't have that security, that safety that you need in order to heal, in order to grow, in order to be present. And so I want to jump into a couple ways that you can create safety in the middle of stress, because it's unrealistic to say, oh, you don't have to be stressed. You can get rid of stress in your life completely. That's not true. There's going to be stressful things happening in your world all the time. The question is, how do you react to it? How do you interact with stress? And it's something that if you think about the way that a child is able to interact with stress or be surrounded by stress without triggering that amygdala to develop prematurely, it's to be in a safe space, is to feel safe with mom or with whatever, whoever that adult is that you're in. It's to lean on somebody else to be able to have that security so that it doesn't impact them in that way and they don't feel triggered into that fight or flight mode. And the truth of this is we all have that inner child sitting within us that gets triggered all the time. And when we are aware of that trigger, we're aware that our inner child is not feeling safe, it allows us to have that perspective to handle whatever that situation is really presently and very differently than you would handle it if you allowed yourself to be fully triggered into that. But you need to feel safe to have that kind of reflection. And so it is that cyclical thing, right? And so I want us to take this idea of being able to handle stress or be surrounded by stress and not take it on because we have mom with us, because we have our nurturer with us, because we can go back to her and say, it's too much, I'm putting my head down, I'm going to ground myself and recenter. It's what children do all the time. They say, this is way too much going on, I'm going to mom. Mom is safe. We have the ability to do this now as adults on our own. We have the ability to nurture that inner child consciously and presently. And so let's take a few examples of stressful parts of life that happen to us all the time and think about how we could nurture our inner child through that stressful moment so that we can create safety, so that we can reflect and process and be present and react to that stress differently. The first example I want to look at is moving, right? Moving is so stressful. There's so much stress associated with moving. It's a financial stress. It is really hard to work and move at the same time. There is so much crap that you have to let go of or pack away or decide if you want to take with it. You're looking at all of the different stages of your life as you're packing everything up. You are trying to decide what is important to you. You then have to physically move. It's physically stressful. Even just searching for that next home is stressful, right? The whole process of moving is a stressful experience. And, you know, a lot of, if you think about just the simple ways that you could make it less stressful as you think, oh, play, have fun with it, don't make it so serious, find ways to bring light into the situation. But what do you actually do to handle stressful situations like this? You could hire movers, you could take longer to move so it's not so rushed. Like, there's these physical like reactions of saying, oh, it doesn't have to be stressful, you could do it this way, but those all take money or they take more time. It adds more stress, right? Notice that the first things we reach for in the way we could handle stress is often spending more money or spending more time. And both of those things create a different type of stress. It may be removing stress from the moving situation, but you're adding stress in another way. And it's also a quick fix, right? So what if, rather than reacting to this stressful event of moving with spending more money or taking more time, you filled the moving process with something that feels like what a mother who is so grounded in her feminine energy is peaceful, is present, is a listener, is a safe space would do. And my first thoughts are, you fill it with music. You fill it with laughter. You fill that space with dancing. You fill that space with community. You lean on the people around you. There's so many little things that you can do that don't cost money, that don't take more time, that allow you to create a little safe pocket. And sometimes it is as simple as singing and dancing and listening to music and bringing in the light movement that we need in order to feel safe for a moment. And that's a simple way that you can do it. Those are the things that you can, if you don't have time to do the deeper dive and you just need a quick fix that is much more applicable than spending more money or spending more time, or maybe more attainable, bring these light things that, when you picture a mother who is thriving, like I go straight to nature. I think of Mother Nature. I go straight to connecting with soil, connecting with what's growing around you, connecting with the nature around you, going on a walk in the, maybe it, the pause that you need to take in the middle of moving is going on a walk, or looking at what can you do to bring nature into this new space with houseplants or a garden, or thinking that way, thinking towards the future like that. And within that, we also can look at manifestations, right? We'll go into the deeper dive of what you can do to handle stress in this moment, but let's stick with a moment about the quick things we can do right now to handle the stressful moment today. And a big one is manifestations. You always have so much control over the way you think about these stressful things. Because manifestations are easy. You can so easily snap straight into a mantra or a manifestation, even if you feel like that negative spiral is just taking off, right? So what are some mantras or manifestations that you can bring in the midst of stress? Because think about the way that a mother takes care of that child is also with words of affirmation, with so much love and so much grace and understanding. And without the expectation of you need to have this figured out right now. Think about all the beautiful things a mother says to her young child. What are these things that you could say and bring in as manifestations to speak your future into existence? I am loved and I am safe. You can bring in, I embody this safe space. It moves with me. If you felt so safe and secure in your previous home, and maybe part of that stress is you're not sure how to create that safety and that feeling in this new home, then you could speak that movement into existence. I am bringing that safe space with me and allowing that to thrive in my new space. And if you really want the manifestations here to be custom to your situation, then that is that invitation for self-reflection. And maybe there's a whole point of your moving being a stressful situation because maybe there was a move that happened when you were a kid that was really stressful. Maybe part of your inner child is being triggered right now. Maybe you moved a lot and there wasn't security in any of your homes because you didn't know how long you would stay. Maybe there was a divorce that led to a move that was really traumatic. If you think about the times that you moved when you were a child, maybe you didn't ever move. Maybe you stayed in the same home your whole childhood, and moving is this unknown space, even if you've moved as an adult. There's that unknown aspect to it. What role did moving your homes play in your childhood? Take that moment to self-reflect on what your relationship with moving is as a child and see if that is being triggered. It probably is. Regardless of what that situation is, your inner child may be flaring up in that moment and saying, I feel unsafe. I don't know what to do. This is unknown. This is dangerous. This is traumatic. When it could be a really peaceful move that's happening for you as an adult, but all of a sudden it's full of stress and worry and anxiety. So if you take that moment to realize, wow, I had a really stressful move when I was a kid. I haven't thought about that in forever. That's buried down there. I didn't have that safe person to lean into in the middle of that move because they were off busy working with the move, right? Or they were taking on extra shifts to be able to handle the move. Moving is expensive, right? All comes right back to money. What is our relationship with money in this situation too? That's a whole other conversation. But if you have that moment of self-reflection to be able to say, wow, no wonder I'm stressed. my inner child is being triggered right now. How can I take care of her or him? How can I step into the nourishing adult that I am now? Whether you have a child or not, you have this ability to mother. You have this ability to nurture. How can you give that little kiddo that lives inside of you, that is such a big part of who you are, a big hug and say, you're safe. I will make sure you are safe through this process. I will not leave your side through this process. It may be a really emotional moment for you when you do this when you do this process, because you may not have looked at this before. And your inner child may have never heard that before. But it is so powerful for you to tell that beautiful, innocent kiddo that lives inside of you that they're safe and loved and will be cared for. It's so significant. And so let's take a look at another example. Like if you're in the middle of a job searching, if you're in the middle of looking at a career shift, if you are unemployed and you're looking for that next job, right? So shifts in our careers, they're so full of stress. They're so full of really stressful moments. It's, you know, so tied to money as well. It's tied to security. If you are in the middle of a job shift, there's a very little safety that exists there, right? And it's so easy to panic about it and to go to the worst case scenario of, I'm going to end up without a home. I'm not going to be able to feed myself. I'm not going to be able to support my family, right? It's so easy to exist in this stressful time in a negative space. And the invitation here is to do that same self-reflection. Was there a period when you were a kid where your parents were between jobs, or your parents didn't have that financial security, or whatever adult you were living with at the time? Is there fear there that exists at a really base young level because there was always fear about job security in your home? That can be a big one too. If your family didn't have that consistency with work and with income, that carries with you for the rest of your life unless you look at it. Because if you're able to have that conversation with yourself, the conversation that you probably wish your parents had had with you in the middle of job insecurity, of saying, no matter what happens, you will be loved, you will be prioritized, you will be safe. And to know that those are not empty promises. There could be a dynamic here where maybe you didn't believe those words when they were said from your parents because you knew that that security wasn't there. There's so many little layers to all of this, to this process when you start looking at your inner child and looking at the way that you interacted with these stressful moments that you're currently dealing with as an adult. You may be surprised at the levels that you go to, right? And so in the middle of something stressful, like looking for a new job, when you feel mentally present and safe in the moment enough to do that self-reflection, take a look at what that relationship you had. What was the relationship like when you were a child and there was job insecurity around you? If you feel like you're too low right now, though, in the middle of this stressful time, in the middle of this transition, to do that kind of deep work, then there are so many ways that you can bring light into this stressful situation that don't involve diving that deep. And it's little things like moving your body. Go on a walk, do some yoga, dance, put on some music and dance. Bring that movement into our body. It's so easy for us to be sucked into that worry and then freeze and get stuck, frozen. It's so easy to be fully sucked into that and to get stuck there physically in our body. You think of it as such a mental struggle and a mental experience of being frozen, but you get so sucked into it that you don't move. And when your body is stuck in that sense, it then gets even harder to release the mental aspect to it. So by simply putting on a song that maybe is from a different part of your life, sometimes it's a lot easier to get that movement when there's a memory that is triggered from a song from a part of your life that was really positive, or someone in your life that always brought that joy. Music is such a wonderful way to trigger memory. Put on a song that you haven't listened to in a long time that used to make you dance like crazy and get up and be goofy and dance and laugh. And even if you're just laughing at yourself, there's so much healing that happens when we're able to just laugh at ourselves and let go through laughing. Move your body. Go on a walk. Connect with nature. When you're in the process of growing something, big gardener here, remember, so I'm always an advocate for growing something. It is so much easier than everybody thinks. Grow something and be a part of that journey. Be present in that journey. Every time you check in on whatever it is you're growing, whether it's a pothos in a houseplant or a tomato plant, right? You are a part of this life. You are a part of this growth. And allow that connection to that plant, whenever that connection happens, whether it's every day, twice a day, once a week, to be that moment when you're grounded and present. Put your hands in the soil. Put your feet in the soil when you're walking through nature. Connect with this grounding, beautiful energy that exists around us that people so rarely connect with it, but it's everywhere. It is so healing when you do. It really is. How can you allow that to be an invitation that is consistently bringing you back to the present? And another way, you can always lean on your community. Think about the way that a young child handles stress when they have that safety consistency. Safety and consistency and the nurturer right there. Just picture it. They go straight in, head down on mama's chest and like, I'm done. Right? That's just what my kiddo does it all the time. There's so much going on, bonk, head goes straight down on the chest. It's like, you are safe. I don't need to deal with all this stuff. I got you. And my response is, absolutely, I have you, baby, right? Who in your community can you do this with? Who in your community can you do that head bonk with where you're just like, okay, I just need it all to stop for a second. You're safe. There is somebody who will, think of our general reading from the beginning here. There is community waiting for you. They are just going to welcome you with love. They'll receive you so openly. If you feel alone, put your head up and look around. There are people who are waiting to support you. You do not exist in isolation. Even if it feels really uncomfortable to reach out and ask for help, that is maybe that first area of growth that you need to address. Maybe if you have that big fear of asking for help, that's another thing that you should look at with your inner child. Were you ridiculed for asking for help when you were a kiddo? Were you denied help when you asked for it? Was it not a safe space to ask for help? Do you need to provide that inner child a safe space where they can ask for help now? Because you may. That may be exactly what you need. Okay. We dove deep. You guys, if you are in the middle of this stressful moment, regardless of what it is, whatever that stressful moment is, realize there are things you can do today to manage that stress better, to interact with that stress better. And if you are throughout this process, realized that you were exposed to stress too young and you may not have that amygdala functioning in your brain right now and you may have ADHD, go talk to a professional. I'm not a professional. I'm not a licensed doctor or anything like that. I'm just sharing this wisdom that I've gained throughout my life, and I hope that it's enlightening you and be encouraging you to take action. And if going and talking to a doctor is what you need to do, please go talk to a doctor. And if leaning on your community is what you need to do, go do it. They are waiting for you with their arms wide open. And if gaining a bit more insight is what you need to do, leave a comment and connect with me. I respond to every comment. I want to provide as much support as I possibly can. And I just want to say thank you for being here. I really appreciate all of you being here. And I love that I get to connect with you all in whatever way that I do. I end up connecting with you all on very different platforms in very different ways. And I however you want to reach out or however you want to connect, I am ready and welcoming you with wide open arms. If your community needs me, I am this person that you can lean on. Because guys, there's always somebody. And if that person is me right now, I am here for you. I will be the big mama energy that I have. I am absolutely ready to share that. All right. I will see you all next time. We're at the end of our hour. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate all of your support and your love. And I can't wait to see you next time. So thank you for being here. And enjoy the rest of your week. And I will see you all next time. Give yourself a big hug. Be kind to that inner child. Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye. Thank you.